Around 9 in the morning, Kim Williams meets up with her sister-in-law Liz Johnson and Aunt Judy Samuelson. This is day 10 of salmonberry picking for this team, and Williams says it's been a good haul so far.
How many bags you put away?
37.
Counted them last night? Yeah. I got 40.
Wow.
I think Auntie Judy's got us beat.
Yeah.
They load plastic buckets and quart-sized Ziploc bags onto their four-wheelers. Williams leads the group out onto the tundra, picking her way between the swampy patches. She's heading toward one of their closely guarded berry spots.
We have spots that we go in and regularly look at because we've been there 30 years. Judy, 30, yeah? At least 30. So for over 30 years, we have spots that we go back and check. And some years they're there and some years they're not.
Last year was an off year, with no salmon berries to be found. Williams says heavy wind and a late frost killed the delicate blossoms.
When they blossom, they're a white blossom that are really easy to, you know, rain, a lot of rain will knock that blossom off. The wind, a lot of things can happen so that they don't bury.
This time around, conditions were apparently right and early. Williams says they started scouting for berries on July 9th, a week and a half earlier than usual.
We always know that when you hear the cranes out on the berry flat, berries are ready. Mm-hmm. And when the fireweed are blooming, berries are ready. That's the sign to tell you to go look.
The morning's destination is a prime berry spot that the ladies have visited before. We arrive to find the flats thick with the big, bright orange berries that William says they favor.
We want them big. We don't like picking them small. We don't like them white. We don't like them with black dots.
We don't like them too hard.
We don't like them hard, so you have to clean them. Yeah, they have to be just right.
These perfect berries could sell for $100 a gallon or more, but William says they won't put any on the market.
No.
We never sell.
I did one year, my old ones, when I had like 80-some almost bags.
We're not hoarders.
William says these berries will go straight into her father's freezer for a year's worth of agudok.
Usually for our family, we take out 2 bags every time we're going to have a meal of 7 berry agudok. Then I take blueberries or blackberries and add it to it, and it stretches it. Now, Auntie Judy, she likes just strictly salmon berry agudok. She's a picking fiend.
The three women pick the area for several hours, with a light breeze keeping the bugs off. Before leaving for new territory, they try to tally up their haul from just this one spot.
11 gallons!
That's really good, boy.
11 gallons out of here. Holy.
One pack!
That's lots. No wonder our backs are hurting. No wonder our backs are hurting.
By late afternoon, this crew is running low on ibuprofen and on freezer space. It's about time to call it the end of a successful salmonberry season. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.